At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
And Aaron Rodgers is still a Packer.
Here comes Aaron Rodgers. Here comes Aaron Rodgers right down Florham Park Lane. Lazard.
He's been
and
taken
Bakhtiar,
out by Carson Wentz.
Can I sing my song for 5 seconds before you go? Can I do my song for 5 seconds?
That's the best song. That's the best song you've ever come up with.
Aaron Rodgers is still a Packer.
That sounded like the nursery of raccoons that were trying to attack me before I got into the studio tonight.
Good. I hope they attacked you, and I hope they clawed you, and they made you bleed your own blood.
There were four of them eyeballing me up, I'll tell you, like I was tasty.
Well, I bet. You always say you're a handsome and attractive man. So I bet they're like, hey, let's go taste that handsome and attractive man. And then, boom, suddenly, they go for the quads and the legs first. That'd be a meal. Then they save the rest of your body for later.
Well, there's not
calves
much.
Calves and hammy were looking good.
Well, Jason, there's not much left of them after they get that part.
All right. We're going to have this. You guys have the rest.
After the quads, it's pretty much over.
The final.
I already ate the best part. Let's put the rest of that on discount. Give it to some other animals who really just can't get there and fight as well as we can. Let's just put that on. You know what? Put the rest of the meat on half price. Give it to somebody else. Let's, save that for the zombies. They'll be desperate at some point. That's just right. Save it for after that happens. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And yes, right now, Aaron Rodgers is still a pack.
Right now, tonight, tomorrow.
Right now. Earlier today, Trey Wingo set the internet aflame with his I'm hearing Rodgers to the Jets is done.
Dove Kleiman, I can type that too.
Yeah, Dove Kleiman, NFL
Wingo.
Insider.
Can you believe Trey Wingo?
Look, then Dove Kleiman, NFL Insider, who's
you
broken
got
a few things.
You got got.
And then it got picked up, and suddenly it was what's happening. And that next hour on Twitter was glorious. It was such a roller coaster ride, and people were losing their minds with emotions, and they were upset and sad and waiting and waiting and hitting refresh, hitting refresh. Then Adam Schefter reports that, hey, I'm hearing there's a lot of momentum, lots of things moving towards a deal for Aaron Rodgers. So this is where
Trey
we sit
Wingo.
Right now. This is where we sit right now. Aaron Rodgers is still a Packer.
Just wake me when it's done. Good God. Are we going to do this every day? It's inching ever closer. You know what? They agreed to Article 9, Paragraph 4 was checked off today as okay.
Look.
What the hell? You're not divorced until you're divorced, until everything's agreed upon, signed, notarized, etc. Likewise, this. Are we going to do this every day in free agency? Here's $4 billion transacted. It's inching ever closer to the finish line. He may make a decision. He may make another appearance on Brandon Marshall's podcast. We just don't know. But at some point, Aaron Rodgers will tell us about his future. Next.
Look.
What voice was that?
It's Harmon's. It's Harmon's semi-threatening, semi-deep, semi. That's too many semis.
You want threatening? I'll give you threatening.
That's just loud and yelling.
Sure.
Yeah, you try to get your voice deep.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that was. What was that?
It's after 10 o'clock here on the East Coast.
Listen, we're in the
slide over baby time out here.
We're in the mobiletirerack.com studios. You know, I'm in L.A. Harmon's in Florida on vacation. And you're going to get the news because, you know, those tweets lit the East Coast first. That's split second before they hit the West Coast. So you'll get the news of Aaron Rodgers before I will. So that's fine.
I'll hit those servers first. Okay.
Mike, keep refreshing Trey Wingo's Twitter, okay?
Listen. I'll tell it. Listen.
You got everybody, got. You got got.
Just stop. Hey, Frostburg. Hey, I'm sorry.
I know. Hey. Austin Eckler. Yeah, get it in. Get it in.
Oh, no.
I forgot about that. The other one's better.
No, I forgot about that. My internet's down. Who won the Knicks-Lakers game last night?
The Oscars were phenomenal.
Who won that Knicks-Lakers game last night?
You see how many awards Top Gun Maverick won, Jason?
Mm. Yeah, it won one. Ridiculous.
Best picture.
No, they got one. They didn't get shut out.
But I do have a great Brendan Fraser story that I will tell later on. I have a Brendan Fraser story. I do.
Does it involve Bedazzled?
It does not involve Bedazzled.
Sweet.
It does involve one of his movies. Actually, involves two of his movies and one of his co-stars.
Now I want to watch Bedazzled.
So there, yeah.
Because then we can talk about his co-star there.
You don't have a Hugh Grant story for us?
Do I have a Hugh Grant? No, I don't have a Hugh Grant story. Hey, Hugh, how you doing? Blank you jerk. I'm not telling you what I'm wearing at all. Okay, thanks, Hugh. Thanks for coming by.
Why are you here, pal?
But look, Aaron Rodgers seems like it's close to the goal line for the Jets. Number one, why am I not worried? Why am I so calm?
The goal line.
Why am I so calm? We're running that Eagles goal line, everybody backing up and pushing you into the end zone. It's going to happen. People wanted to go crazy. First day of free agency. Where is it? Aaron Rodgers is what? He is a diva and a drama king. Of course, he wants the news to come on his time. He'll go on some random podcast where someone is talking about ayahuasca and I don't know, enlightenment, and tell that person, hey, I'm playing for the Jets. The person's going to go, I don't know what that means. Let's talk about enlightenment. I don't know what that means. But I'm telling you, it's big news. I'm playing for the Jets. Yeah, I don't know. He'll tell us when he is ready. What is going on right now? He is trying to get everything he can concession-wise from the Jets before he says yes. Because if he wasn't doing it, we would know. Aaron Rodgers is not spending these last couple of hours saying, oh, I don't know, am I going to retire, am I not? Look, he went on Brandon Marshall's podcast and said, yeah, decision's coming soon. This is not a guy that's retiring. And the Packers don't want him back. It's happening. But like I said, the only thing that makes me nervous is there anything that's going to happen that the Jets are going to say no? And I'm sure Rodgers is figuring out the money part of it, the compensation, all that stuff's done. But it's what are the Jets going to give him? He's going to say, I want Bakhtiari, I want Lazard, I want Randall Cobb. job. What can we do here? They're just like, all right, well, we'll make some room around. I mean, he's trying to get everything he can. And he wants to time the announcement for whenever he wants to it. Maybe he goes on Pat McAfee's show tomorrow. It's Tuesday, after all, because Tuesday really has become Aaron Rodgers' news day. But it's going to happen. It's no longer a matter of if. It's just a matter of when. He's going to be a Jet. I thought for a few minutes today it was going to happen. But Rodgers is going to break this news on the OA. Yes, I'm okaying a trade to the Jets. It's all good. He's getting everything on board with the Packers. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Okay, yes, green light. I'm going to be a Jet. That's how it's going to get done. Will it happen tomorrow? Will it happen Wednesday? It's no longer if. It's just when. Rodgers is coming. It's happening.
Can I just say, I really anticipated your line of argument being that the Jets allowed Mike White to sign away with the Miami Dolphins. That was going to be your rationale to show that he was coming.
Yeah, oh, we're okay. We're letting Mike White go. So now
Mike
White's
signing
away.
Yeah,
fine.
No,
we're absolutely
all good.
Fine.
We've cleared it all for you, Aaron. We knew he was going to be tough competition.
R.I.P. Mike White, R.I.P.
He had a good run. Now he'll be there to torment him in the AFC East when he needs to relieve Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, he's going to be a guy that, look, I love Mike White, but what is he? He's a guy that's going to play great the first game you put him in, then he's not going to play great, then he's going to get hurt. That's Mike White.
Right? So
that's
who's going to come in and back up Zach Wilson?
Dude, you can just keep
I'm just
trying
asking
to
you.
Manifest what? This to not happen. Maybe it's
is
Austin
it Wentz?
Eckler.
Wentz?
Maybe Austin Eckler
Captain.
Comes in to back up Zach Wilson. Maybe we run the Wildcat with
Austin Eckler
the
can do it all.
Time.
He can do it all, man.
Folks have wanted to see the Wildcat resurrected on many teams over the last couple years.
And then Eckler's going to say, wait, I want some of my guys with me. I want Herbert. I want Keenan Allen. Okay, the Jets are making room. All right, we got to make room for these guys. All right, we're going to get those two.
Dude, the guy's earned his cash, man. What do you want me to say?
Well, I mean, look at the numbers he's put up behind, shall we say, suspect offensive line work.
The guy's incredible.
Sorry, Rashawn Slater. He was hurt. But the idea for Rodgers, I think the timeline gets to the end of the week before it's all really done, Jason, because let everybody else spend their money. You've got all this activity. Cross the T's, dot the I's, try to figure out which of these guys Green Bay isn't going to make a big play to keep and make it as amenable to your new environments as possible, right? Because you want friends around. That's what he's talked about a bunch, right? That's why he got Randall Cobb there, and he was able to strong-arm the Packers into that.
Look, but now he sees Breece Hulk will be his friend, Garrett Wilson will be his friend, Sauce Gardner will be his friend. You already have friends, man. You got friends.
Oh, yeah, begging him. These aren't friends. These are guys begging.
What does Lyle Landley say in The Simpsons? A stranger is just a friend you haven't met, right?
That's
it doesn't
good.
Matter. That's all he needs.
He did
got
it
him.
In song. That was great.
Jason, you do realize what is going to happen, right? We've been telling you this for weeks.
Yeah, go ahead. What, Frostberg?
All these other quarterbacks are now taken. The Jets will be starting Zach Wilson.
Stop.
When Rodgers says no,
just
what are you going to do? Stop. Seriously, a serious question.
He's not saying no. He's not saying no.
That would be the greatest power play ever, though.
That would be the most Jets thing ever.
Move of all time, though.
That would be
I'm
ultimate
Jets. Master, and everything's moving around. Every team's making quarterback moves, right? The Saints re-up with Jameis, and your guy Mike White goes down to Miami.
Garoppolo's taken.
Garoppolo's with the Raiders, and we already saw Derek Carr. Hey, they didn't let me talk to anybody else. Exactly. Get over yourself. You're a saint. And all of these moves are being made, and then we finish the tune, and there's still one lonely, empty chair because Aaron Rodgers never entered the room to play.
He's going to stay a Packer.
Look. Let me just stop you guys right there. Let me just stop you right there, okay?
The Mets suck.
Let me just stop you right there,
tell
okay?
Tell Alan.
At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously. See terms. Check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. I understand, and I love watching people go crazy. There goes Jimmy G. There goes Sam Darnold. Even the backup plan isn't working. None of these guys are great quarterbacks, okay? None of them. They're all guys who have played in the league. But there's a difference between a guy who started for a while and guys who are really good quarterbacks. Derek Carr is just okay. Was I unhappy the Jets didn't get him? No. Jimmy Garoppolo is the same guy as Derek Carr, except he can't stay on the field. So am I unhappy they didn't get him? No. There's nobody else out there. So yeah, it's okay for the Jets to go all in on Aaron Rodgers. Oh, but look at the beginning of free agency. What are they missing out on? Tell me a guy they missed out on today they couldn't go get. The Jets are a terrific team. They just need the quarterback. They're one of those teams that's good that says we're going to be active in the second wave of free agency. We spent our money last year, and the last 2 years, we're a really good team. We got everything but a quarterback. You can see it. There's no huge need where it's, oh, we got to go fill this, right? That's what the Bears have done today. They had a great first day in free agency. The Falcons did the same thing. Look, when you stink and you have money, you spend it, right? And then hopefully you get good, and you don't have to spend a lot of money in free agency. So, yeah, it's not that bad. The Jets haven't missed out on anybody. There's no, today wasn't, oh, my goodness, look what's happening. No, none of that happened.
But if they miss out on that guy.
Which they will.
Yeah, then it doesn't matter who they get, because it doesn't matter if they spend $60 million on Jimmy Garoppolo or $15 million on Taylor Heineke. It's the same guy.
Jason, mentioned are so much better than Zach Wilson, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. Any guy I mention is better than Zach Wilson, so it's not like I'm going to go, oh, they got a guy worse than Zach Wilson. No,
so you're missing out on guys better than what you have, right?
But there's an infinite number of guys better than Zach Wilson. It's not like we're running out of those guys a lot. It's like, we just lost five of them. It doesn't matter. Look, I got a whole drawer full of guys like this. Look at that. Hey, look at it. It's all in here. Oh, okay.
This is going to be the most Jets thing of all time.
No. If it does happen, there'll just be one of the Jets things. Because the Jets don't say
this is right
all
there.
Time. No.
This would be prime Jets. Like, this is number one.
Yeah, Trey Wingo can never go to New York again.
Because all
of
these guys have walked it, inched it to the finish line.
Yeah,
all these this is some of the most innocuous and useless reporting ever. I'm hearing it's almost done.
Okay, I can hear something's almost done too. That's fine. I'm here. So am I. I'm hearing it's almost done.
Well, I've heard from a lot of folks. This seems like an obvious thing.
How do you feel about this? I hear it's almost done. Great, it's done. Oh, there we go. But look. I'm fine.
Wake me up when the baby shows.
It's happening. We're getting him.
There's
nothing the Jets missed out on today because they had to wait a day. Everything is just fine. When I'm telling you everything is fine with the Jets, you got to believe me because I'm never telling you everything is fine. But it's fine. It's all.
Yeah, and then you're going to walk into that other room with a baseball bat and you're going to start going crazy.
Yeah.
Like you're in the middle of one of those rec rooms or whatever they call them that you can just start smashing stuff.
One Jets rage room coming right up.
That's it.
I go to a Jets rage room and it's the different Jets logos. And I get just smashed.
But I told you, that's a whole thing. We started it with the Cowboys. As they were crashing and burning last year.
Cowboys,
you want to talk about
room.
Licensing and extending the brand. It's like, here's all the jerseys that you couldn't sell. Here, you can use a flamethrower in this room. I'm burning them all in one fell swoop.
Jason's going to start throwing things around like he's Jack Torrance in The Shining.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season. And guess what? So are we. Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, we may have gotten a clue in the last 15 minutes on what is next for Aaron Rodgers. He has put out a tweet on social media. He's put out a tweet.
Uh-huh.
And it says, Sull. S-U-L-L-L-L-L-L, two laughing emojis.
You know what that means in Spanish, right?
Sull means Jets.
It means blank, right? The Jets.
Sol means Sol. So what could this be? Maybe he's watching Sully, the movie with Tom Hanks, and he was very impressed with the way he landed the plane. That could be it.
That was on last night. I was watching a little bit of that.
Okay, so it could be it. That could be it.
Better call Sol.
Oh, maybe. Maybe he's just picking up on that. And Sol, okay, could be it. Let's see.
Anybody named Sullivan playing in any NBA games or anything today?
Is there a Sol train?
Sully. Maybe he just watched Monsters, Inc., and he's watching Mike and Sully. Big fan of John Goodman? That could be it.
Over the line.
Sull.
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Is your homework, Aaron?
S-U-L-L-L-L. So it could be, so you love losers like Larry... I don't know.
Before I looked it up and you spelled what he wrote the way you first said it, I'm like, is he watching the Warriors beat the hell out of the Suns and he's mocking the Phoenix Suns?
Because he's saying soul
Spanish,
like in Spanish.
For Sun.
Sure, that could be it. That could be it. I don't know. I don't know what soul means. I don't know. And I'm seeing all kinds of NFL players just responding to him and going, sure, take your time. Yeah, don't worry about it. Take your time.
Got to make the right choice for you. I mean, this is a new world you've entered into. Unless it's not.
He's literally just toying with the Jets, Mike. He's literally just toying with them. This is amazing.
48 hours and then I guess, I mean, I don't know. This is the team they allowed him to talk to.
Maybe
supposed to be at the 1 yard line.
Hey, wait a minute. No,
we all know what the Jets do at the 1 yard line.
I know.
Stop.
They pooped their pants. Come on.
Tyler Huntley's not the quarterback. Come on, stop. We can do it from the 1 yard.
That's pro bowler.
What if
Snoop?
Hang on. He's met him a few times now, right? Photograph coming out of a big sushi restaurant in Malibu. What if Sol is the way Aaron Rodgers talks to Robert Saleh, and he calls him Saul.
Nah, nobody does that. Who talks to Robert Saleh?
I don't know. He had a meeting with him. He's the head coach.
You think they're going to run stairs together? Is that the way they solve it?
You think he's wasting a tweet on Saleh?
He's sullen and surly?
Oh, that could be it. I'm very sullen.
Sullen dumb?
Yeah, it could be. Sol. But the two laughing emojis. Like, what could he be watching that's so funny?
Well, those are directed at you. Directly.
I don't think if he's watching Sully with Tom Hanks, there was a lot of comedy in that movie.
No.
I mean, I don't think there was. There's comedy in Monsters, Inc., but I... Mike Wazowski! But I don't know there's any... Okay, so maybe that's what it is. Let's see. Sully is blue. Mike Wazowski is green. Green is the Jets. That could be it. Oh, wait a minute. That could be it.
Really?
Mike Wazowski.
Now,
Mike
if Wazowski. Legitimately it did go back to Monsters, Inc., Monsters University, by the way, that's the worst boo anybody's ever done.
Mike Wazowski. That's pretty good boo. I think that's pretty no, good. Terrible. Mike Wazowski.
It's like an 8-year-old chasing him around with a bat.
And TJ, we may not have to go to Harryhausen's to get the final decision from Aaron Rodgers, TJ. Certainly for the Jets, today was a scare floor if they were going to try to get Aaron Rodgers, TJ. Okay, so that's what's going on, right? It's Sewell. So maybe he's watching Ghostbusters when Sigourney Weaver says, "So there is no Dana, only Sewell."
Oh, that's good.
That's tough.
No, that could
that's
be
a lot of things.
Maybe it's
that's
a Ghostbusters reference. Yeah,
it could be.
Maybe
that
coming off
be.
The Oscars, decided to revisit some classic movies.
Yeah, all right, maybe.
I mean, Monsters
right,
Inc. probably won an Oscar for song, no?
Yeah, could have won Best Animated Movie too. It might have been able to. You know, this is back when Pixar, you know, put out good movies. So that's a long time ago. They've kind of hit that. You know, Pixar is like the NBA All-Star Game. Boy, it was great for so long, and now, yeesh. Boy, they can't get anything right. Put out a movie that people really liked. It's going to make billions of dollars. You used to do that all the time in the 90s and the early 2000s. What's
so
happened?
They did win one Oscar back in 2002 for If I Didn't Have You by Randy Newman.
Oh, look at
they
that.
They were nominees for score, editing, and animated feature. Go ahead, Frostford.
S-U-L-L.
Yes, S-U-L-L.
Refuse to go on is what that means.
What?
I'm done with this. I'm
what are
out.
You talking about?
You translated that? That's good.
S-U-L-L. Refuse to go on.
No, I just
he's refusing to go further with the Jets, I would assume.
Yeah, in Italian, it means on, right?
I'm doing a lot of L. No, there's nothing.
Yeah, refuse to go on.
No, S-U-L-L. That's you're making that up. You're
no,
making that up.
No, I'm not.
No,
to
but
be
it's
sullen or balky.
Yeah, sulk. But it's sulk. But it's sulk with like a bunch of L's.
So now he's the incredible sulk.
Yeah, so even more so. I'm totally refusing to go further with the Jets.
Hmm. But with all those L's, though, I mean, it's a big thing. I
mean, those don't mean anything. The L's don't mean anything.
Well, that means he was watching soccer and he went,
Oh, my first match to Sol was Aaron Rodgers on Twitter typing out Sol from a few minutes ago. I thought I was excited. Like, oh, I'm going to find out what this means. Oh, no, the match is Aaron Rodgers saying that.
Well, we do have Rasul Douglas with the Packers.
And Joe Douglas is the Jets GM.
But what does that have to do with
Sol?
That
has
nothing to do with Sol.
What?
Joe Douglas?
Rasul. Yeah, Douglas.
Packers.
Douglas. Joe Douglas.
But
I think that's what it is.
What does Joe have to do with this?
Because
the guy's name is Rasul.
Right, but his last name is Douglas. Joe Douglas is the GM of the Jets.
He would have said Douglas if he meant
Douglas.
And
Michael Douglas was the original Ant-Man. What the hell does that have to do with
it? I don't know that he would have. I think Aaron Rodgers is not that simple. He needs thinking guys like us to try to figure stuff like that. He wouldn't make it that simple if that was the case. No way. Somehow it means Jets. I don't know how. Don't ask me, but it means Jets. It means Jets. And
you're
going
to find a way to translate it to Jets no matter what.
Look, this is – look, Jason Lock and Ford brought up a really good point with Aaron Rodgers earlier when you talk about, okay, what's going to happen when. This is what I mean when I say it's only a matter of time for him to become a Jet. The three choices are Packers, retire, or Jets, right? Because for a long time I told you it's the Jets or nobody. There's nobody else in on Aaron Rodgers. The Jets are the only team. If anybody else wanted to be in, they would have been in by now, right? That's it. There's nobody else that's in on Aaron Rodgers. Okay, so it's the Jets, it's retire, or it's go back to Green Bay. Going back to Green Bay doesn't look like that's the case, right? We talked to Jason Lock and Four about it, and he said, listen, they've done all the things to push him out. And remember, when Brett Favre was in the same situation when they had finally had it with Brett Favre and he retired and unretired and was ready to come back. And the Packers told him, you can come back, but you have to battle out and win the quarterback job from Aaron Rodgers in training camp. And that's when Brett Favre finally said, no, that's it, I'm done, and they traded him. Now, this is the kind of same thing, right? Hey, you want to come back and back up Jordan Love? You know, that's kind of, all right, you be my guest. So now, coming back to the Packers is out. Is Aaron Rodgers doing all this stuff and this cryptic stuff and waiting if he's going to retire?
I mean, is he really waiting
he could
for all
be
of
that
this
guy
if he's
is
going
the
to
thing,
retire?
Though. But yeah, like, but legitimately, but, you know, he could be that guy.
But he's not going to retire at the expense of he's not going to have this drama at the expense of his retirement. Because he's having too much fun with it. If this was Aaron Rodgers, hey, he's just going to retire, okay, he would be silent and he would come out and say, you know what, guys, I've had enough, I'm retiring. But he's on Brandon Marshall's podcast. Yeah, I'm still here. Hey, news is coming soon. No news on Monday. Here's my tweet of so, whatever that means. He's having too much fun. And we know one thing about him. I told you, the guy's been a diva for a long time. And for everybody who was saying today, does Aaron Rodgers really want to play football? I can't believe he's got to give the Jets an answer. Dude, have you not been paying attention to him for the last 2.5 years? Where everything has been about him. I'm holding the Packers hostage. He's just having fun with the Jets right now. So if he was retiring, he wouldn't put that retirement at stake and make it a laughing subject matter if he was going to do it. He's been just visible enough knowing, okay, I'm going to go through the darkness retreat, then I'm going to talk about the darkness retreat, I'm going to go on a podcast and say a decision's coming, then I'll do another podcast and say a decision's coming soon. Hey, it's my career. This is what I want to do. He's too visible. So now you know retirement's out. So it's going to be the Jets. He's just waiting because he's a drama king. He's just waiting for the right to, okay, now it's done. I've negotiated all I'm going to negotiate from the Jets because they're going to promise me Lazard or Bakhtiari, whoever it is. I'm going to get everything I can from them. Then I'm going to sign and it's done. From all the reports today, even Adam Schefter said there's all kinds of momentum going towards this happening. He's not just going to suddenly say, I'm done and I'm not playing anymore. Even the Jets, I know the Jets are possibly to screw this up because they're the Jets. I don't see that happening because all the clues are leading us to, okay,
science,
we're just going to wait,
it's
and
happening.
Now he's going to do it. And there, and Namath's going to come in the press conference in a throne with a 12 jersey and going to throw it to Rodgers, who's going to put it on, and they're going to pose for pictures. That's what's going to happen. He's just waiting. It'll be tomorrow. It'll be Wednesday, and Rodgers will be a Jet. It's going
Soul,
to
yo.
It's
yeah, I hope he does it Thursday, and then they have to decide whether the Rodgers news interrupts anything going on with highlights from your early games of the NCAA tournament. We go to Greg Gumbel at the desk. Ah, damn it, it's Aaron Rodgers news.
Hey, we're going to take you live because Duke is in trouble right now. Wait a minute. No. Oh, Aaron Rodgers has just said he'll okay a trade to the New York Jets. Seth Davis, what do you think about this big move? Hey, let's bring Clark Kellogg in. What do you guys think about the Jets, Ken? I'm sorry, you have to answer these questions now. This is the story.
Wait,
now.
We are now getting news that this is not actually finalized. It is just ever so close and inching towards the goal line. How embarrassing
Charles,
is that? You're
your
NFL
thoughts.
Insiders. Well, it's getting closer. We're getting there, buddy. It could happen any day. Yeah, it could happen as early as today. One of the great reports about breaking news you'll ever see from an insider.
Hey, guys, we have a Sol update.
Well, Sol,
oh, good.
I was kind of close.
Okay.
With Rasul.
Okay.
Douglas.
Right.
He tweeted out from his account on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
He, quote, tweeted Aaron Rodgers' Sol tweet.
Okay.
I told y'all I have his phone. Laughing emojis.
Yeah, this is not a guy who's retiring. This is not a guy who's retiring.
He's going to be a Packer.
This is
legendary stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be a Packer. And, you know,
maybe
Aaron Rodgers will get in the game, but Jordan Love is our clear starter today, and we're going to see him for a long time. I mean,
so at what point do you show up to Trey Wingo's house and just beat his ass?
Wow. I never choose violence. Just so you know, I never choose
violence. Really? Even with that tweet?
I never choose
violence.
It's
really,
happening.
You're the guy that says you're going to key everybody's car and punch them in the face. You don't choose violence?
There's a difference.
You eat
between,
McDonald's. You choose violence every day.
There's a difference between choosing it and saying
hey,
I'm choosing
hey,
it.
Hey, violence towards his colon only hurts him.
It doesn't
hurt the American medical community.
It's happening. We just have to wait. That's all it is.
Zach.
Aaron Rodgers is not going to make that decision the first day of free agency. Come on, man. He's going to wait as long as he can. Again, it'll
this
be tomorrow.
This is going to be epic Jets, man. I'm telling you,
tomorrow.
This is going to be epic.
It'll be Wednesday. It'll be on Pat McAfee's show tomorrow. It'll be on some crazy-ass podcast that no one's ever heard of. What is this? It's an enlightenment podcast about tea. Oh, okay, great. And that's what it's going to be. He might go on the great
well,
British
do
baking
that thing
show
in Denver, right?
Why not? Yeah,
he just
I'm
spoke at
you.
That big conference.
Well, he's going to do. Well, no, that's a, he was scheduled to do that.
Oh, did he not do that?
No, no, he signed up to do that. That's like later on in the spring. Yeah, okay. You know, he hasn't spoken at the hallucinogenic conference yet.
No, that's right.
That's in the spring.
Yeah, it's the psychedelic science conference. That's not till June.
Yeah,
okay.
That's not
so
till
he's
June.
Well, you know what? Now he's postponing his decision on the Jets and football because he's concentrating on solving some big scientific problem related to the psychedelic world.
Stop. He's
solving the multiverse,
He scheduled that for the downtime in the NFL calendar at the end of June when nobody's around.
But that's not even legal in New York. He's not going
because,
to the Jets.
No, of course he's
he and
go
Aubrey
it,
Marcus are going to figure out how to defeat Thanos and Kang.
Hey, to tell you about how bad hallucinogenics are, I had this really bad trip once, and they kept telling me I was going to be the Jets quarterback. Then I realized I was in real life, and I didn't know what to do. That's why I'm here, to help you get out of decisions like I had to make when I found out the Jets quarterback job was my real life and not some crazy-ass trip. Who's got questions? And they all raise their hand like at the end of The Martian. All right, who's got questions? I got a question. Aaron, I got a question. That's what's going to happen. But he's a Jet. It's going to happen.
It won't.
It's going to happen.
It won't.
It's all there. It's all going to happen. I'm telling you.
But if it fails, you got a cavalcade of stars at the ready of quarterbacks that never were or almost were once upon a time.
You know, as my old phys ed teacher, Mr. Williams, used to say, that's a story for another day. So we'll talk about those guys.
But today, it's all about inching to the goal line. I'm hearing there's great momentum. Great.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Joining us now to break it all down,
longtime NFL insider with Odyssey. Check him out on the Washington Post. He's on Twitter at Jason Lockenfora. That is at Jason Lockenfora. Jason, what's happening, man?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, I need you to like say, hey, I'm hearing the Jets deal for Rodgers is done, just to get that working again. Can you get that working again for us?
Somebody did that about 7 hours ago, didn't they? Look, I don't think there's a whole lot of, as much as Aaron Rodgers, you know, wants to build this mystery and conjure this hysteria and be at the center of it all. Like, there's nobody else who wants Aaron Rodgers. Like, it's a market of one, because Green Bay doesn't want Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers doesn't want Green Bay. And if I was running the Jets, I'd say, Woody, here's what we're going to do. Lamar Jackson is allowed to start talking to people at whatever, noon or 4 o'clock on Wednesday or whatever. We're going to fly down there tomorrow, and we're going to call Aaron Rodgers' people over at Athletes First before we get on the plane. And we're going to say, when this plane lands, he either comes here and takes what's on the table, or we're done. Like, have fun dealing with Mark Murphy and Goody and the gang again, but we're out. Like, because nobody else is in, you know? And we're going to go after this 26-year-old who's actually still ascendant, you know, who actually will put his body on the line. And if we're going to pay you 60 for one, we'll go get, you know what I mean? We'll pay him, you know, 50 a year for the next 5 or 6 years, and we'll have him through his prime, you know what I mean? And you can figure out, you know, you can go back to the coffin or hang upside down like a bat or whatever the hell you do. So I that's what they should do, because it's one thing, you know, with all his BS with the Packers, and there's bad blood and stuff that's been built up and all that. And so I get it. But the Jets are his only lifeline. Like, that's the only other, you know, option out there. And to continue to sort of dangle them while all these, you know, other quarterbacks start finding new homes, I just don't know. Like, he's too cute by half. Like, yeah, I really don't get it. Like, do you want to make $59 million next year to back up Jordan Love?
Because remember, they did that with, remember when Favre did the same thing and they had it with him, they said, yes, we'll welcome you back, but you have to battle out the number one job with Aaron Rodgers. And that was the thing that pushed him, saying, okay, forget it, now I'm gone.
Yeah. Like, so, I mean, that's what the Packers should be saying to him. Like, hey, bro, just letting you know, if you think you're coming back here to play football, you're not. Like, we did what we did, and it was asinine, and you beat us twice, but we're going to beat you on the way out. You know, you're going to sit there, have fun talking to Pat McAfee about what it felt like holding the clipboard last week, bro, because the kid's finally going to play, and he's not even that much of a kid anymore. So, yeah, and at the same time, the Jets should be saying, hey, like, this is it. Like, we're flying to Miami tomorrow, and we're going to go to Lamar's restaurant and wait until we can legally talk to him, and then we're off of you. And guess what? Nobody else is on you.
I keep picturing that scene in The Founder where Michael Keaton's outside the original McDonald's just stalking. It's like, why is that guy still here? And it's all the Ravens executives waiting for the doors to open.
I don't know that movie, but is that like the Ray Kroc movie or whatever?
Yeah, it's the Ray Kroc movie, but they're like, they just keep looking outside, and he's there like every day kind of staring at the whole scene and trying to figure out how he gets to talk to them and take over. That seems to be where the Ravens are, or the Jets should be, and we've been saying this for a while with Lamar Jackson of, all right, how do we bridge this gap?
Yeah, and look, I mean, I know there's a lot of people freaking out about the Lamar side of things, like, he's got no market, oh my God, he screwed up, he needs an agent, the sky's falling. Like, he's not allowed legally to talk to anybody until Wednesday. Like, the Panthers are out. Well, yeah, okay, the Panthers are out, but look at all that they gave up to draft a 5'10 kid, you know, who barely weighs 200 pounds, who's never played a game up here. You know, so I would say if I'm Lamar Jackson, I'm sitting there saying, man, they gave up all that to move up, you know, 7 spots to draft somebody who we don't even know if he can play in the league yet or not. Like, yeah, I think there is a trade out there for me. So I would just say everybody's got to slow their roll. I mean, the people saying nobody wants him, the people saying everybody's colluding against him. Like, this is going to take a little time to play out. But I still think there's at least eight teams out there that internally are discussing it now. And all it takes is one, and I think there will be more than one team that chats with him to try to figure out if they could thread this needle.
Will there be more than one quarterback that maybe shakes free as a result of the next few days? Not just Lamar, but somebody that maybe is a little bit off the radar and oh, hey, guess what? If this happens, this guy could be out there. Could there be somebody?
I mean, I think Ryan Tannehill is certainly available. And he's going to say that he's worth what he's getting because all these other quarterback deals, I think, would reaffirm that Ryan Tannehill's a $35 to $40 million a year quarterback. And they're, you know, they're not really trying there anymore. And, you know, that ownership group seems pretty content to sit back, count their money, let everybody build them a new stadium. And then, you know, we'll start paying for players again when you know, once we get that brand new stadium built for us. And, oh, by the way, throw a dome on it so we can host the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I don't think he wants any part of that. You know, outside of that, anything else? Probably not. You know, I think that's a situation. Certainly the monitor. Look, do I think the Rams would like to kind of start to do something?
Sure.
I do. It's just an untradeable like that. The way that contract is structured, the way the money's working there, it's just going to be really hard to facilitate anything there. So they're probably stuck with each other for another year. I mean, like, if Atlanta did get Lamar, you know what I mean? Then Desmond Ridder, you know, is obviously out there.
But you don't see, like, anything happening with Cousins or the Patriots making a bold move and Mac Jones available. You don't see things like
Patriots,
that.
I think the Patriots, I mean, I said I think there's eight teams that are talking about Lamar Jackson internally. I would put the Patriots on that list. How can they not? Like, they have to be discussing that. They saw firsthand, better than anybody else, how much a quarterback, you know, the right quarterback can mean to you. So I can't fathom a scenario where they're not at least discussing it internally. And they should, even if it's just to get under the Ravens' skin, and these two teams have a thing for each other, they should absolutely have Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick go down there and talk to her. Like, that to me is the kind of team that would use this opportunity, even if it's not so much to do a deal, to troll the Ravens. You know what I mean? To make them sweat. You've got a chance to talk to Lamar Jackson about whatever you want. Maybe start talking to him about, you know what I mean, what their offense. And I know they've got a new coordinator there now. But I just don't – the idea that, like, Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh and Steve Bisciotti are sitting in Baltimore, or, you know, Bisciotti's on his yacht and whatever, the Caribbean. But the other two are ostensibly in Baltimore. Knowing that, like, Kraft – and Belichick have an audience with the quarterback that they drafted at 32 right after Belichick passed on him, right, and took Sony Michel, and that this guy, the hoodie, is getting to chat up and wine and dine their guy. I think that would freak them out. You know what I mean? So why the hell wouldn't you do it? You know, like, why not? Do I think they could trade Mac Jones? Sure. The Cousins thing, I mean, they're cat compliant now. They've made some moves. I know there was some hand-wringing internally about what that might look like and whether to move on from him or not. But the bottom line is, from the moment he went there 3 years fully guaranteed, he's been continually on this treadmill where, like, you've either got to cut him or restructure him, like, every 18 months. You know what I mean? And that they just did it, just restructured again last year. And I don't think they're going to restructure again, but I do think Kirk Cousins is certainly their guy for 2023.
Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon, on the hotline with us as he is each and every week. Our friend, 105.7, the Fan in Baltimore, Washington Post reporter. You know him, you love him. It's Jason Lockenfora.
Well, they mostly hate me, but that's nice of you to say.
Well, but we're in a weird medium that by hating us, they kind of love us, you know, because then they want to see what happens next.
I will certainly take hate over, like,
indifference.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
100%. All right, so let's go to Las Vegas, where there's a lot of hate that has been on that team for 30 years. But now they got Jimmy Garoppolo reunited with Josh McDaniels. Derek Carr moves on to the Saints, and this is their answer. What say you?
I don't know, man. I'm I just feel like we kind of know what's going to happen here, don't we?
Week 9, week 10.
Don't we know how this, like, yeah, like week 5, week 7, week 8, something like that, right? That's, here's where the story ends, right? Like, how many games will Jimmy Garoppolo start for the Las Vegas Raiders?
It's a good prop bet.
You know? Like, I don't know, 7.5? 8.5? I mean, the way it's structured, it's very stopgap, and I just don't know about his ability to get through it. Like, Look, when he plays, he's effective, and obviously there's a lot of familiarity there between him and McDaniels, and they've got some nice pieces there. I just feel like he's going to get hurt. Like, I feel like it's kind of inevitable.
All right, lastly, Jay, let's hit this because now you talk about a guy hitting the market in his prime, allegedly. Austin Eckler's been given a chance to go seek his own trade. He wants to get an extension with the Chargers. It's not happening. How is this going to play out?
Well, I think he, you know, if there is a robust market for him, you know, if there are multiple teams who want to do this, and I don't know how many teams think they're an Austin Eckler away from winning a Super Bowl, right? Like maybe Buffalo, you know, would see him the way the 49ers saw Christian McCaffrey in the middle of last season. Like, I guess there's probably another team or two that isn't leaping to the fore. Like, I don't think they'd want to trade him in the division, but do I think Sean Payton would look at him and say, I got some fun with that in Denver? Yeah, but I don't know. But if the team is out there, then look, they haven't won much with him. A lot of other people there have gotten paid. We know that they don't really like to spend. We know that they've got a quarterback who, if, let's say, Dan Snyder gives Lamar Jackson 5 years, $250 million fully guaranteed, you know, en route to selling his team for $6 billion. Like, what does that mean for Herbert? I could see there being a scenario where they're going to continue to draft. They're not going to have an Eckler, but they couldn't run the ball with him last year. Now, that wasn't him. It was the offensive line, but, like, the running backs are not commodities, you know? They're not. And if somebody's willing to give him the moon and the stars financially and move the meter for them and give the Chargers, in essence, sort of what San Francisco gave up for McCaffrey, I think you have to explore it.
He's on Twitter at Jason Lockenfora. That is at Jason Lockenfora. Check out his latest on the Washington Post Odyssey as well. Jay, as always, buddy, appreciate it, my friend. We will talk to you soon. Have a great one.
Thanks, you too.
See you, Jason.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.